Face out the system. Empower yourself. Grow food at home.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome to the Grow Food at Home podcast, episode 2. I'm your host, Jack Sanquist. And thanks for coming back with us. I'm really excited to start rolling these out. It's going to be good stuff, positive message, and solution-oriented discussion from here on out. So, that being said, it's been a crazy good growing season. It's been hectic. You know, I work 70 hours a week, 80 hours a week. You know, I work every day, all day long, and I love it. And I'm super committed, and you know, I have a mission. I need to help as many people grow food at home as possible. Right? So I'm deep in it every single day. And sometimes, I forget about the virtual realm and being relevant there. So, I will say I'm realizing how important it is. Like, for example, I just rolled out online sales for my garden services. You could go and on my website and buy a fruit tree from me and I come and install it. It's kind of e-commerce style. Landscaping with a little e-commerce twist. So I'm trying to, have skin in the game. You know, I'm making that happen. But what I'm realizing is if I really want to help as many people grow food at home as possible, I need to have more reach. If I want to have more reach, I need to have a virtual platform. I need to do stuff like this podcast right here. So I appreciate you guys' support. So anyways, let's get right into it, man. Let's talk about the content you want to hear. So, my business is Urban Abundance, right? And I've learned if people want to live in the world of abundance, like we all desire, a lot of people, I think it's very desirable to grow your own food. I see it. I do market research, man. These people, they want to do it. They just don't know how to do it. This is how you get the abundance, people. Are you ready for it? You need to plant. You need to plant in order to get the abundance. Planting leads to abundance. That's the theme for today. Planting, arrow sign, abundance. Put it on your mirror. Circle abundance. Put a little smiley face next to it. Get yourself stoked on that equation. Because that's what it is. And it is true. It is true. It is a law. We'll put it like a law, the law of abundance. that's pretty much my mantra, man. That's the theme of this masterclass I'm putting on next month at the farm. I'm going to host this 2-day event and teach people how to grow food at home. It's called a Grow Food at Home Masterclass. It's going to be the first of many, I believe. So, and I'm putting together this kind of a curriculum almost. It's this of what I've kind of learned by doing what I'm doing and kind of help communicate it to people and give them an action plan once they leave there to create their food paradise. It's really exciting. So the theme of that event is planting leads to abundance. And I'm not going to speak any more about it. You can come if you want to. I think I'm going to write a book on it, to be honest. But that's pretty much the theme. And I'm going to dive deep into there. But we're going to talk about it a little bit today. So a lot of people are like, Jack, okay, planting leads to abundance. Great. I've never done that in my life. What do I plant? I don't know what to do. The next question I will ask is, okay, your question is what do you plant? What do I plant? What to plant, right? My question would be, okay, what do you eat? And then my second question would be, okay, what grows well here, right? So those are the two columns you should put. I would invite you to do this. This is what we're going to be doing with the masterclass. It's going to be wonderful. It's going to crystallize it for you. So what to plant, right? What do I plant to get to the world of abundance I want to live in? Here we go. In the first column, you put, what do I eat? What do I like to eat? Does my girlfriend likes cherry tomatoes? My dog likes sweet potatoes, right? I like to boil it up. I'm just talking about me right now, but you do it for yourself. I, you know, love spinach. People love spinach, right? I love arugula. I like to put it on my sandwiches, right? What do you eat in that first column? Number two, what grows well? And you might not know this. This is why at this masterclass, I'm going to actually put in exactly what grows well. I'm going to type it up and print it out in this exercise, if you will. And it's important to know what grows well. If you don't live in South Florida where I do, you know, zone 10A, right? Jupiter, Florida, you know, where it's subtropical, right? And you live in New York or something, maybe garlic grows well. Garlic, you know, you put garlic in the ground, you harvest it in the summer and it's wonderful and it grows amazing. Florida doesn't do so hot. Some people have success with it. That's chill, but it's not like one of those staples, right? If you want sweet potatoes, if you want yuca, now that stuff does amazing. If you want avocados, wow, man, does amazing. That's going to be in that column, what grows well. Now, if you're in, you know, you're going to come across a lot. And you know how you're going to come across a lot and learn a lot? It's by putting stuff in the ground. Because the second part of the learning process isn't just in your research you're going to do right now and what grows well. The second part, probably more than 50%, is going to be of the learning, is going to be an observation. Man, you learn so much just from freaking seeing the process of the plant going through its development. You know, so so the key to get to that point is to plant. So that's the freaking common denominator here, man. You gotta put plants in the ground. And you will eventually achieve abundance. It's just like when they talk about how do you achieve success, right? I mean, you make a plan, right? You decide, you have an idea, right? So how about my business, man? And I'm not even at that point. I'm like freaking teenager stage. Not even, man. I haven't even gotten to where it needs to be, but it's on its way. So, but this is the formula, right? You have an idea, right? You take action on that idea. The third step is to assess, right? And then see what's working, what's not. Adjust, right? Your actions. Adjust how you do things. And then number four is success. You stop doing it. You don't stop doing it until you achieve number four, which is success. Follow that same process for plants in the ground, man. It's literally that simple. You have to have no fear, just like freaking making anything happen, man. So if you want to live in number four, which is abundance in that little chain of, you know, how things, the trajectory towards abundance is, you decide what to plant, you go out and plant it, you make adjustments along the way, based on sun and shade and, you know, avocados don't like wet feet. Okay, so let's plant some up on the berm. And then you keep adjusting and you keep planting. Plant every single day is the principle of this podcast for a reason. You keep planting until you achieve abundance. So now that I've motivated you to go out and do it, hopefully, I'm hoping I did. I motivated myself to do it. That's pretty much the recipe. What do I eat mixed with what grows well? All right, guys, that's all I got for you today. If there's anything you guys want me to discuss, any topics, any questions, anything at all, feel free to DM me at my Instagram at UrbanAbundanceFL, or, you can find my email or on my website. Would love to hear you guys' feedback. I'm really looking forward to, you know, connect to this community and really, reach more people, get more people growing food. Super exciting. So anyways, I'll catch y'all next time, and let's create abundance together.